Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
The year 6041, before the reign of the Padishah emperors, the universe was ruled by thinking machines with human minds, computers, and conscious robots. The people deteriorated into a state of apathy. Then they became victims and slaves of other men with machines. Finally came the Great Revolt, the religious crusade against the machines. After the Great Revolt, human beings were forced to develop their minds. Thus, mental training schools were established. These schools would change the history of the universe. Only two of these ancient mental training schools remain. One is the Bene Gesserit School, which was established primarily for female students. The function of the Bene Gesserit School is to carry on a selective breeding program among humans. Now, the other existing school, the Spacing Guild, or the Guild, emphasizes pure mathematics. The Guild's space navigators, through the use of the orange spice drug, are able to fold space. That is, to guide spaceships without moving from one planet to another. It is through the Guild's monopolies on the economic life of the universe that makes it so powerful. Know, then, that it is the year 10,192. The known universe is ruled by the Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV. For many years, the Emperor Shaddam IV has ruled on planet Khitan over all the great houses of the Lanzrad. The great houses of the Landsraad are members of the royal families who rule or govern over the major planets of the universe, according to the ancient feudal system of government. Two of the great houses of the Landsraad are the House of Atreides on planet Caladan, ruled by Duke Leto Atreides, and the House of Harkonnen on the planet Gedi Prime, ruled by Baron Vladimir Harkonnen. In this time, the most precious substance in the universe is the spice melange. The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel. Chom Company controls the mining of the spice. The Chom Company is controlled by the Padishah Emperor, Shaddam IV, and the great houses of the Landsraad, with the Guild and the Bene Gesserit as silent partners. This combine is the key to the wealth and political power of the universe. It is the Emperor Shaddam IV who dispenses Chom directorships and contracts to the various great houses of the Landsraad. The spice exists on only one planet in the entire universe. A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts. The planet Doom, also known as Arrakis. Up until this time, the Baron Vladimir Harkonnen has held a directorship from the Emperor Shaddam IV, giving him a contract to mine the spice on planet Arrakis. The Baron Vladimir, with his two nephews, the Count Ravan and Fayed Harkonnen, live on the planet Gedi Prime. The planet Caladan is ruled by Duke Leto Atreides, cousin to the Emperor Shaddam IV. He resides in the ancient castle Caladan with the Bene Gesserit Lady Jessica and their son, the ducal heir Paul Atreides. The Emperor, fearful of the Duke's increasing popularity among the great houses of the Landsraad, has conspired with the Duke's mortal enemies, the Harkonnens, to destroy the House of Atreides. A secret report within the Guild.
Four items have come to our attention regarding a plot which could jeopardize spice production. Planet Arrakis, source of the spice. Planet Caladan, home of House Atreides. Planet Gedi Prime, home of House Harkonnen. Planet Kytane, home of the Emperor of the Known Universe. Send a third stage Guild Navigator to Kytane to demand details from the Emperor. The spice must flow.
Mother is here. All entrance corridors and chambers have been cleared. We are dismissed.
Yes, yes, you'll thank any surveillance. No eavesdropping of any kind.
A third stage Guild Navigator will be here within minutes. we felt
his presence.
I shall want telepathy during his visit and a report when we're finished.
Their minds are so... They move in strange directions.
Yes.
Forced by the evolution of humans changes many things. I must sit close to him.
He will not permit anyone but me to see him. You must be outside this room.
I am your truth, sir, my lord. He's here, my lord.
Witch must leave.
Leave us.
Yes, my lord.
We are alone. Your journey.
Many machines on Ix. New machines.
Oh? Yes?
Better than those on Riches. You are transparent. I see many things. I see plans within plans.
Is there a problem? Usually there's a problem when one of you makes a visit.
The answer is within the problem. I see two great houses. House Atreides, House Harkonnen feuding. I see you behind it.
Yes.
You must share with us.
The Atreides house is building a secret army using a technique unknown to us, a technique involving sound. The Duke is becoming more popular in the Landsraad. He could threaten me. I have ordered House Atreides to occupy Arrakis, to mine the spice, thus replacing their enemies, the Harkonnens. House Atreides will not refuse because of the tremendous power they think they will gain. Then, at an appointed time, Baron Harkonnen will return to Arrakis and launch a sneak attack on House Atreides. I have promised the Baron 5 legions of my Sardaukar terror troops.
So the Harkonnens will rid you of House Atreides?
Yes.
Listen to me. The spice must flow. The spice has given me accelerated evolution for 4,000 years. It has enabled you to live 200. It gives the Bene Gesserit sisterhoods the metaphysical ability to see beyond. You have superior powers. Our power to fold space is in the spice. Without us, your empire would be lost. On isolated, scattered planets, you would be lost. One small point.
Here it comes.
We ourselves foresee a slight problem within the House Atreides. Paul Atreides.
You mean, of course, Duke Leto Atreides, his father.
I mean Paul Atreides. We want him killed. I did not say this. I am not here.
I understand. they want the Duke's son killed. Well?
They fear that putting House Atreides on Arrakis will hurt spice production. For us, a small amount is enough to greatly extend our lives, but they consume tremendous quantities. A great deal is needed to evolve the seeing eye. They worry.
The universe worries when they worry. What else?
So much was unclear.
You may go, Helen Moyam. Bene Gesserit?
Yes, my lord.
Thank you. know the feeling. Of something half remembered. Of something that never happened. Yet, you recall it well. You know the feeling. Of recognizing someone. Someone that you've never met. As far as you could tell. Well, Laura is the face in a misty light. Footsteps that you will hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave her very first kiss to you. That was Laura. But she's only a dream. That was Laura. But she's only a dream.
Thank you. Gurney, I see Thuperhawit among the captives. Let him stand free.
The antidote.
Thupa.
Payment of the many years of service to my family. You may now ask of me anything you wish. Anything at all. Do you need my life, old friend? It is yours. I mean this, Thufa. If you are to strike, do it now. noble Atreides warrior away. Do him all honor.
Fade Rautha.
Emperor Shaddam IV. There are guild highliners above us containing many great houses of the Landsrad. Send them back.
How dare you speak to me in that...
You're speaking.
You have some idea of what I could do. Don't try your powers on me. Try looking into that place where you dare not look. You'll find me there staring back at you.
You mustn't speak!
I remember your Gom Jabbar. Now you'll remember mine. I can kill with a word.
And his word shall carry death eternal to those who stand against the righteous.
The righteous! There is a Harkonnen among you. Give the Harkonnen a blade, and let him stand forth.
If Fade wishes, he can meet you with my blade in his hand.
I wish it.
This is a Harkonnen animal. Let me, please, my lord.
The Emperor's blade.
I will kill you! My special attentions.
Poison.
You see your death. My blade will finish you.
I will bend like a reed in the wind.
Yerelan shall my wife, opening the way for an Atreides to take the throne.
I sit on the throne.
You will sit on a throne on Seleucus Secundus, your prison planet. Either that or you will die.
Princess shall have no more of me than my name. No child of mine, nor touch, nor softness of glance, nor instant of desire. This is my promise to you.
We who carry the name of concubine, history will call us. Why?
Coming into the mind stream. Good evening and welcome. As you get ready to do it all over again, in the spirit of expanding, I'm your host, Michael Olson, and DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to be with you. Show number 1502. We're glad to be here with you, and we're proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. And get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right now, at www.basnnewsroom.com. We wanted to give you a little bit of a translation. I'm waiting on my man G to show up. Banned on something we did in October. Because, of course, you know how October we played around with a lot of mixed media, movies and grooves and stuff like that to throw these things at you. Now, I have been a fan of the book Dune and the Dune books for a long, long time. I can't remember the first year I actually started at them. But the thing I always found fascinating about Frank Herbert is his premises for what were some of the things in the book. And I got my man G with me. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
All good, bro. I mean, we're just making some observations on some things that were done to the movie Dune and the books. Now, the new movie's out. But the original premise, spice being the all-seeing, all-knowing drug, we all know it's a general reference to melanin, which is something not everybody has. And the fact that they took some things and replaced them with some others to soft pedal the approach, this still comes back to the fact that the magic spice, which supposedly expands consciousness and, you know, continues the light flow and all kinds of other shit, it's melanin. And who do you know got melanin? Us. Who do you know don't have melanin? Them. But, you know, it's a two-drink conversation. But I wanted to give this translation of Dune to everybody because Dune is, for all intents and purposes, a love story. You know, the Duke and his wife, the connection they made with each other, the sacrifices they both made for things, and the willingness to do this in spite of what came in front of them. And even though we took clips from the 84 version of Dune, I'm told the latest one's even better. Have you ever seen or read the movies? I read the books or anything like that, G? What do you think of Dune?
I have never seen Dune. I've seen like a clip of it. I've never seen the movie or read the book. Either one.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. I think you will find it a good read. If nothing else, it's a very good book. And there are a series of books after that. Six, I believe, in total. I believe I've read all of them at some point or another. But the obvious connection of melanin as opposed to melange, which is this spice that supposedly does all this good shit, is just too obvious. You know, in the society, everything seems tainted, it seems, by the supremacy aspects of things. You know, it's like it just can't be good by itself. And it can't be affected by something that's not black. You know, it's this general bullshit. And it goes right down to the portrait of what Jesus Christ looks like in some churches and some households. You know, stop. We know it's a different story. Even their own words betray the fact that it's a different story that the supposed Son of God had it. Feet of brass and hair like wool. They tell you this. And even in that translation, they still can't swallow the truth of it. But I digress. Did your mother ever question, blessing Ma Gray, did she ever question what color God was or Jesus was in her mind?
No, and I asked her. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation. I was like 14 or 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
She said, where was he born?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Middle East. And what color of the Middle East are people?
Hello.
Brown. That answers your question, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what America does is change the story.
Yes.
To fit there, whatever they needed to do. And that's
why,
you know, I used to get so upset when I used to walk into a black church.
Mm-hmm.
I used to roll into a black church and saw a white Jesus.
Yep.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I can imagine Margaret answering those questions too. As a matter of fact way.
Yeah.
It's the essence of conditioning that people are meant to believe that and swallow that nonsense, in spite of the fact that there's what seems to be incontrovertible proof in front of them. But in terms of the story itself, the story is good. And I don't think people want to press those issues because they'll just say it's entertainment for the most part. I think otherwise, but I like the fact that
the reason why they blew the noses off the pyramid because the noses were African American noses. That's why you come off of a pyramid.
Oh, no question. I have no question that at all. And whenever I see some of these ersatz films like Gods of Egypt and all this shit that's designed to, you know, make you think otherwise because they have no excuse, so they got to just put it out there as is. It makes me think about those Cleopatra movies with Claudia Colbert and
Don't get me started.
Doggone well, ain't nothing close to Colbert or Taylor looking like that in Egypt. But, you know, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
You know what's worse? I'm going to tell you what's worse.
What?
You know that Queen Sheba was black at night. Black at night.
Yes, she was.
Who they portrayed Queen Sheba in the movies? Give me a break.
I know. We have to object to this kind of nonsense because the more people will hear it, the more they'll believe it. And they won't worry about those things such as geography getting in the way of what their truth might be. For all intents and purposes, though, the Dune is a love story, and I wanted to portray the go-betweens and interactions between the Duke and his mountain concubine as a true love story, and that they had each other's back. Would be that we have some partner that would be like that for each other in some present-day aspect. But the story is timeless. I think it's a good story, and I think we did a good job of bringing it to life. What's on your mind for future shows regarding the code set?
Okay, well, I've been thinking about Roy Rogers for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did today, and I hope you appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
I replayed your show 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
When you had a tribute to Roy Rogers.
Yes.
And when I listened to it, that was a very good show. It was a show of love and honor and grace. I didn't like the way that show turned out.
I appreciate that, brother. I had to work today, but you know, we wouldn't even know each other were it not for Roland. So I'm grateful for him for nothing else for that alone. Because look where all that spiraled off to. But yes, Roland may have had his flaws, but Roland had his heart in the right place. And that's why we worked through perpetuate everything that he...
I'm going to tell you something,
about what Roland did, because we really had a group of people who looked to be better than what we were. Collectively, we were. And individually, some of us spiraled off and we did our own thing, and that's cool too. But Roland helped us solidify all of that. He helped bring a voice out there. And I know a lot of times and a lot of things would have been different had we not interceded through Roland or by Roland directly. So he helped build this. It has been, it will be 23 years next year that the Black Athlete Sports Network /BASN Newsroom has been in existence. And again, we're all here looking to do what we can do because there were others who came before who did it. So that's the short version. And I look forward to hearing the repeat of your show. In terms of upcoming shows, because we know Thanksgiving's coming, we're going to stuff ourselves first with a little Blueberry Groove and then have the itis edition on Friday where everybody's overstuffed. So we ain't going to do nothing. We're going to do nothing but what everybody else does after Thanksgiving back in the day. We'll watch cartoons or play cartoons and things like that and just have a little bit of fun. And then we'll get back to work on Saturday. But, yes, we're going to see what we can do about getting a copy of that show to everybody who's been on staff and let them know we appreciate everything that they did. It's been an intriguing time, G, and then there's a lot of good stuff to come. Do you have any last words before I go back to work?
No, I want people to remember tomorrow in Dallas. Of November 1963. Now, America has to come with the truth sooner or later.
True.
And I believe that the truth is going to come out, in the next 2 or 3 years. It's going to come out. And I hate to tell people, but it's going to be very shocking what you're going to hear.
I think they know, which is why they keep delaying it. I felt as you did, and when they said the information may not be available for another 50 years, I waited. And 50 years later, which would have been me at age 59 or something like that,
yes.
I was waiting. Okay, what happened? I'm just like you, I'm waiting to see. And, of course, nothing happened. And, of course, JFK came out in 91, Oliver Stone's film, and they tried to trash that because he had to write 6 screenplays. 6. And they tried to deliberately do stuff. Posner, that writer who was the government's hatchet man, he came out and wrote some salacious shit about it and all of that, but it didn't change the fact that everybody knew something was up. Even the most naive knew something was different about everything and how it went down.
Michael, it seems very interesting that the right wing and the left wing are all one working against this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right wing and left wing don't work together on anything.
But they're both parts of the same dirty bird, so you're right about that shit. Yeah.
Yes.
We were sent back into class because Reese's broke up short, of course, because he got shot or he was reported dead like 1:30. And we went to recess at 1 o'clock. So we had already been shot by the time we were outside playing softball, our class 4-1 against class 4-6. When they whistled it all in, and the principal, sadistic bastard named Mr. Frank, said, "President Kennedy has been assassinated." He sat almost with the edge of
he was glad that it happened.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was troublesome, to say the least. And if you think about what we've done in our lifetime, G, you can also think about what we've seen in our lifetime. You know, we saw Malcolm X assassinated. We saw John F. Kennedy. We saw Robert Kennedy assassinated. So there's so much shit that they can try to palm off or spin, but those realities, they can't be ignored.
So, I told a friend of mine this a couple of days ago. What they do now?
Mm-hmm. Somebody can make a video, an anime video of killing a politician and then say, like, well, I don't know what y'all talking about. We didn't do anything, you know. And, of course, you just have black people praying and begging for the life of one black person, and a white person walks free after killing two other people.
Yep.
We don't think it's going to come
and
push the shove.
You got three gentlemen who hunt down and shoot a black guy for walking, trespassing.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I know. It's a tenuous time, my brother. But yes, we will make sure people don't forget. I thank you for your input. And, of course, tomorrow is, as Gary said, November 22nd. 1963,
yep.
Almost 60 fucking years.
Yep.
To the day that we had our first political coup in America.
Mm-hmm.
And right as we speak, they're trying to talk their way out of saying that another attempt didn't happen. But, again, it's a two-drink conversation, and we'll be sipping as we ponder all of this within the next few days. Any last words before I go back to work?
No, people, stay safe, go safe, drive safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and get vaccinated. Oh, by the way, I got my booster shot. I got my booster shot Friday.
That'd be good.
I was sick as a dog on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. They've already told me I'm eligible for it, so we'll see what's what. But yes,
you better drink a lot of water and get Advil or Tylenol. That thing will knock you out after 24 hours.
Drink a lot of fluid and please wash your ass. Now come on, I've been saying this for weeks now. You know, don't nobody want you smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. No. Wash your ass. And wear a mask where applicable. So, having said that, let's get back to work. Our next show, Tuesday, we'll do a blueberry tea set. Wednesday, we will do a giving thanks show. And, of course, Thursday, while everybody's eating in the Detroit Lions and getting their ass whooped, we will take
the
it to Friday.
The kitty cats.
The putty cats, yes. Will the putty cats win our Thanksgiving? And, of course, Friday, the itis special, where we'll just kick back, sit overstuffed, munch on leftovers, eat sweet potato pie, and all the other good shit. So for all of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. And like William Devon says, be thankful for what you got. Especially even if you don't got a lot, be thankful. Because, you know, as bad as you think you got it, somebody else somewhere else has it worse than you.
Yeah, brother, you got that right.
Yes, indeedy. Take care, everybody.
you get there.
Don't go.
shadow of your smile when you are gone. Well, color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, oh my lover, and you'll see it for sure. Oh baby, oh, the wonderful things you are to me. Darling, our wishful star was far too high. gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. Better stop. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Yeah.
A million to one. That's what our folks think about this love. Because we love them. After all is said and done,
of the door to that little room we call home. Her loving arms are there to meet me. Her tender lips are always there to meet me at the end of every day. You know it's always been that way. Her loving arms are there, and her tender lips are there to meet me. That's the way I start my day. But it's too bad, for it doesn't end that way. Making my home, while the other woman making me do wrong. I didn't intend to let it get that strong. Now I've got to decide where I belong.
will come and go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all alone. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like what blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love. Sometimes you gotta suffer. Make it bad for a guy to see. Well, well, well. Oh, yes, it does. Gave her all. Like I've always said, I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bone, to the soul, where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you, and
Soft and tender love will always shine for me. I love you. Now I know what it means to have you gone. I'm down on my knees, baby, see by me.
safe, peace set. Everybody here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe. Once you get from A to B and back to A-OK. Much love. Good night.